good to have Brother Tommy C. from Blairsville, Georgia, pastors of Revival Baptist Church. This man's been a blessing to my life for many years. God touched my heart about him last night to preach this morning. I want you to hear him gladly while he preaches to us. I love you. Appreciate you. Amen.
I'm honored to be in the tabernacle. I'm proud 59 years ago the Lord saved me. Washed me in his blood. And I thought about what Brother Joe preached about last night. This beautiful place, the tabernacle. Isn't it beautiful? I thought about the heritage that this place holds. All the preachers that is preached. I honor them this morning that's done going on to be with the Lord. Stood where I am so honored to stand this morning and declare the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had no idea that I was going to preach. I told Brother Steve, I said, I brought a new Bible and don't have a thing in it. But I am so honored. I got to thinking last night how honored I was to be able to preach the men that cut the timber, cleaned this place out. 57 years ago, they labored and they worked and they sweated that you and I could come and sit and hear preaching that we hear. What an honor. I mean, what an honor. Brother Mike preached. I knew just a little bit of what he said. It was so deep, but it was so good. See, God takes these men. Brother Tom, what a blessing. I mean, he's used them. I'm not a preacher of their caliber, but I'm proud the Lord smoothed out paths that I could walk in. And I could be a blessing too. And I could tell somebody about Jesus and see them saved. God gave me a little church, the pastor. Since 1962, I've been a pastor. And it's been such an honor. And I know my day's about over. But thank God, I don't want to rust out. I want to wear out for the glory of God. Because of what he's done for me at Calvary. In the book of Psalms 17, I want to read the last verse. And I just want to lift my heart up this morning and just enjoy. And man, that message we just hear, what a blessing, what a blessing. I know the devil has wrote my obituary several times. But I'm proud this morning that I'm still on this journey. I'm proud this morning the Lord has allowed me. Give me health and strength to stay on the journey. The Bible said in Psalm 17, last verse 15, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a promise, Brother Rule? That one of these days, in a few days, we'll wake up in his likeness. The Bible said that when we wake up in his likeness, we shall be satisfied. You know, we're not satisfied people, but I'm proud. There's coming a day that every child of God will be satisfied. Why would you be satisfied? I'm going to be satisfied because of the journey that I've had. Amen. I hadn't done great things, but I've done a few things. I mean, I've seen sinners saved and saints blessed and a little shouting on the way and a little blowing of God on me and feeling the good Holy Ghost and enjoying the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And beloved, why in the world would you be satisfied? Well, I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. Bless his name this morning. I mean, it's going to be exciting. You know, the first heaven is where the birds fly, but the second heaven is where the stars. in the Milky Ways are this morning, but I'm proud where I'm going. That's where Jesus is. You know what? I preached about Him. I've heard folks sing about Him, and oh, what a joy and what a blessing that it's been. I've never seen Him, but I will see Him in the morning. I'm so thankful He made the heavens and the earth. He made me. He made you. But I'm telling you, we're coming face to face with Him. I bless His name this morning because one golden daybreak, I'll enter into the presence of the Lord. And I'll hear Him say, welcome home. Hallelujah. I'm proud this morning. The Bible said in John 14, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. I'm proud I'm going to a mansion. Thank God I've never lived in a mansion. I'm not used to living in a mansion. But I'm telling you, I'm going to get used to living in a mansion. I'm going to be there for years and years and years. Then I'm going to be there years and years. And every time I look around when I get to heaven, I'm going to be appalled. I'm going to be amazed. Every minute that I'm in heaven, how long is heaven? There's no end. It's from everlasting to everlasting. But He said this. I said, we're going to mansions. Then, notice what He said. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm excited. I'm satisfied. When I wake up, my brother died. The only brother I had just a few years ago, 17 months. Older than me. He was fixing to go. He said, would you just tell me where I'm going? I said, I've heard it preached all of these years. But said, would you take the book and read it to me? And I took the book. And I said, Charlie, you listen and hold on. I'm going to read where you're going. Cemetery was right up above the house. And you could see the cemetery. He said, am I going to the cemetery? I said, you'll never get in the hearse. Hallelujah. He said, will they ever bury me? I said, you'll never get in the hearse. Listen to me this morning. Jesus said, if I go away, I'll come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am there, ye may be also. Amen. The Bible said, not only I'm going to see Jesus, but I'm going to see a friend. The Bible said that He's a friend. That sticketh closer than a brother. He's walked with me. Hallelujah. He's talked with me. He's fellowship with me. Amen. When I had nobody, I had Him. Beloved, this morning, when I was in the ditch, He was on the upper side. Did you know what? He's always, the Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Jesus said, I was coming to heaven. Amen. And I got that promise. And Thomas said, Lord, how shall we know the way? And Jesus said, I am. I like that. Moses said, who you want me to tell them that sent me? He said, I am. And did you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I'm the door. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the bread. He said, I'm the water of life. Then He comes down to verses 6 and He said, I am the truth. I'm proud the Bible said, let every man be a liar, but my word the truth. I'm proud Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. I remember that day. I'm telling you, I'll never forget that day. Jesus knocked on my heart and shot me in the heart. Condemn me, beloved. And you know what? I got in. Thank God mama didn't tell me. Daddy didn't tell me. I went in that night and I pulled that string on that old light bulb in the hall of the house in front of the hall tree. And I said, Daddy, I got saved a while ago. He said, you better get in that bed. I'm telling you, I got saved. I lived down in Maysville, Georgia. I went around to every house
house in Maysville, Georgia on Monday morning. I knocked on every door. I said, I got saved last night. Hallelujah. And I got 59 years later, I'm still a shouting. I'm telling you this morning, I'm excited about going to heaven. Why? Jesus is going to be there. You ought to be excited that you're going to be. You won't always come to camp meeting. You're going to a heavenly meeting. Amen. It'll be so splendorous when we get there. What a joy. What a day that will be. I'm proud this morning. I'm bound for the city of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you know what? Heaven is where Jesus is. Then not only heaven is where Jesus is, but heaven is where my robe is. Did you know what? This morning, Brother Rule, one of these days, we'll pull this old natural body off. We'll get a glorified body. Hallelujah. I bless His name. Then we'll get a body, a soul, a natural body. But oh, raised a spiritual body. Thank God. This morning, one golden daybreak, the trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ is going to get up. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. No departing. Always there. Me and my wife married 58 years ago. I had $25. And we went to Cherokee on our honeymoon. Cost $3 for a motel, 13 cents a gallon for gas. We stayed two nights. I had $3 left when I got back. Amen. We didn't know you had to pay house rent. We didn't know you had to pay a light bill. In fact, we didn't know you bought groceries. We just got married. We was in love. They said it won't last. They said when I got saved, I wouldn't last. How in the Lord's help can you not last? When you got something like we got, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I'd shout if I was able. Hear me. It's where our robes are going to be. Robe of righteousness. No wrinkles. What a joy. What a blessing. I'm excited about going to heaven. Amen. You get 76-year-old, you'll be excited too. Amen. I mean, hey, listen, folks. Somebody said, well, my doctor, I had cancer last year. She pulled a chair and sat and leaned on his side, and she pulled a chair in between us. And she said, preacher, we need to pray. She got me by the hand and Glenda by the hand. She started calling on God. She started crying. I started crying. Glenda started crying. God got in that room. She said, got through praying. She said, preacher, you all right? But said, you might ought to resign. I said, can you give me a prescription to put this fire out? Amen. I said, if you'll give me a prescription to put this fire out of my heart, I'll sit down. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, I'm telling you, they don't have medicine to put the fire out. You know what I do? My fire goes down. My fire cools off. I come to camp meeting. Hallelujah. I get on the spout where the glory comes out. I get the feeling of the Holy Ghost. I get to enjoying God. God's real. I'm telling you, son, God can do it when nobody else can. Why, preacher, I'm telling you, you'll get the robe when you get to heaven. Somebody help me shout. Praise God this morning. Why, preacher, he's real. There's nobody like him. He's glorious. There's nobody like him. Hallelujah. When you get to heaven, you'll get a robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Woo! I told Steve, I said, I can't preach 30 minutes. He said, give me 20 minutes. Listen. Not only I'm excited about going to heaven, my robe, but my name's there. I'm excited about going to heaven because my name. And Revelation said there's a book. And then guess what? Did you know my name ain't Tommy Steve? I've just been called out. My name's Thomas. Now, you know what? I know the Lord knowed my name was Thomas. And he wrote my name down. And I'm excited about going to heaven because my name's there. Amen. You can't get no better than that. I'm telling you. You can put it in bright lights. You can have your name in bright lights. You can have your name yonder and there. But I'm proud, bless his name, and my name's in heaven. Job said this in 16, and now behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. I've been through storms, and God's got every one of them wrote down. I've been through battles. I'll tell you, Brother Steve, me and my wife, God is my witness. Me and my wife has been on our knees in the kitchen. Brother Steve on the other end of the phone crying. We was crying. I'm telling you, we was getting help from another world. Praise God. It come through the phone line. It don't matter what it comes through. Just get a hold of it. Praise God. Why, preacher, he ain't going to forsake you. Your name's in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. He ain't going to turn his back on me. Why, preacher, I'll tell you why. Hey, because my name's in heaven. Praise God, I don't look too important, but I am. Anybody's got their name down in heaven's important. Amen. You amount to something. You got your name down. Hallelujah. You know what? It's amazing. It's amazing my names. He said, for me I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake with this likeness. Not only heaven's where my name is, but heaven is where my new body is. Amen. I'm telling you, my wife thought I was good looking when I was 17. She ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Brother Rule, my grandboy was watching this on the internet Monday night. He called me. He said, Papa, was you sitting up there with Steve? He said, it looked just like you sitting up there with Brother Steve. I said, no, that's one of the brethren. He said, you look just like him. I said, well, we do a long way off. You know, not up close, but a long way off. Why? We're in the same shape. We're waiting for the new body. Amen. You either going to heaven sick or skin up. You ain't going well. Amen. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you. God ain't going to take you and your heart a beating 90 times a minute. Amen. I've been telling you, we're going to get a new body. God's going to give us a new body. Well, that's just about a fourth of it. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Steve.
Don't you appreciate that, preacher? Bless his name. Heaven's going to be a good place to go. Hallelujah. He's done it right. You're either going skinned or sick one way or another. You ain't going there well. Hallelujah. I'm glad we got a place we're going to. Don't you appreciate the Holy Ghost of touching his servant? Hallelujah. Say, well, he didn't preach in alliterated. It don't have to be alliterated. I'm glad God didn't make us all the same. I can get blessed. I can get blessed either way. It don't make no difference. In fact, the telling mark is whether the Holy Ghost is touching it or not. Amen. And it doesn't make any difference what camp you're in, if it's independent or Southern Baptist. As long as the Holy Ghost is on you, it don't make a lick of difference. Never has been around here. Amen. I appreciate his good freshness. Want the Renfros to come around and sing a couple songs for us. Isn't it good to be underneath the tabernacle this morning? The Lord just sort of snuck up on us a little. I like it like that. I don't know about you, but I like it when he sort of sneaks up on you and broadsides you. Amen. You listen while they sing. We appreciate these ladies being with us. They've been a blessing to us. You pray for them this morning.